President Bush is in Israel this week to mark the 60th anniversary of the founding of the Jewish state. Today he spoke to the Israeli parliament and he emphasized the historic bond linking the U.S. and Israel. Another thing linking the U.S. and Israel is concern over Israel's neighbor, Iran, and its nuclear ambitions. We're joined by NPR's Jackie Northam, who's traveling with the president. And Jackie, that's something of what's in the president's speech. What else is in it? And maybe more importantly, what's not in the speech?
Well, the speech is part reflective, looking at America's relationship with Israel over the past 60 years, how Harry Truman recognized Israel 11 minutes after the establishment of the Jewish state, and that how the two countries have this unbreakable bond and that the U.S. will always stand behind Israel. And that includes in opposing Iran's nuclear weapons ambitions. He said that letting Tehran acquire atomic arms would be an unforgivable betrayal of future generations. The president's speech also looks 60 years into the future, how the president envisions a democratic Middle East, how Al-Qaeda will be defeated, and how the Palestinians will have their own homeland. Renee, that's the only reference to the Palestinians in the whole speech. And one of the reasons why the president is here is he's trying to push along negotiations towards a peace deal between the Israelis and the Palestinians, which he says he wants by the end of the year.
The president's been there a couple of days. He celebrated the 60th anniversary yesterday when he arrived. What else has he been doing?
Well, this morning he went out to the Masada, and this is a revered site in Israel. It's considered a symbol of Jewish fighting spirit. Back in the first century AD, hundreds of Jewish rebels killed their wives and children and each other rather than become slaves to the Romans, who were set to invade the mountaintop fortress. And last night there was this lavish event at a convention center, and Mr. Bush and the First Lady received a standing ovation, and the Israelis just heap praise on him and the U.S. Just to show the strong ties between the two countries. This visit has been heavily weighted towards U.S.-Israeli friendship.
Well, that the president barely is mentioning the Palestinians in his speech, what does that suggest? A faltering Mideast peace process?
No, it's just the way this visit has gone. Again, everything has been very heavily weighted towards U.S. friendship with Israel and the establishment of the Jewish state. But, you know, there is a lot of criticism that Mr. Bush hasn't helped the peace process by focusing solely on Israel since he's been here. He says that he wants a peace deal by the time he leaves office in January. But analysts are saying now that that's looking highly unlikely. And the Palestinians themselves say there are still huge gaps between the two sides on core issues.
Now, he's meeting with the Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas later in Egypt. Why is that?
Well, the White House says that he had met with President Abbas last month in Washington, and so there was no need for the two men to get together while he is here. The president is not traveling out to the West Bank. He's not meeting with Mahmoud Abbas. And in fact, there's no three-way meeting planned later in Egypt in Sharm el-Sheikh between Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert and President Abbas and President Bush. So two separate sides. Analysts who watch this stuff very closely say that really doesn't bode very well.
Jackie, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Jackie Northam is covering the president's visit to Israel, his second this year. Also, Mr. Bush's second visit to Israel in his 8 years in office.